Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Common Council member and, I always have to say this, fellow Medei College grad, Rashid Wyatt. Rashid, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right this morning. I want to get to the to your run for mayor, but first I got to ask you about something that happened earlier this week. The Common Council voted to approve the 2025 budget with one person voting against it. That person was you. What was your reasoning for voting against the budget?
Joe, again, the comptroller has warned us about doing this bond and the effect on our finances going forward. And, you know, me and the controller have seen eye to eye on every issue, but I totally agree with her on this one because right now we have a $17 million deficit. So in my mind, I don't want to book another bill if I don't know where I'm going because I have a deficit right now. And so I'm concerned and I'm going to take her and her teams who are the professionals in the room, their advice. I think too many times we've gone our own way and we found ourselves in the crisis that we're in right now. So that was my reasoning. I agree with her. Again, I have 25 years of financial experience, so I'm not a novice to understanding finances. And I know we have a problem, but I don't think we make another problem with the problem that we have adding on. The professionals in the room, the controller's office, our fiscal watchdog told us, I'm warning you, don't do it. And we go into that dark night, and that's the shame because at the end of the day, the residents of the city of Buffalo are the ones who suffer from our bad mistakes.
Is there anything in this budget that you think would be easy to get rid of and to bring that number down?
The one thing that I was comfortable with was the school board. They had their $55 million. They're going to be reimbursed. Those dollars, from what they explained to us, are pretty much guaranteed by the state. And so I was comfortable with that. However, I thought we should have paused. There's no rush for this. They keep saying we have to do this. We're always told at the last minute the sky is falling. If we don't do this, we're going to be in critical position. You know, at some point in time, you got to stop crying wolf and thinking that you're going to scare people off. Sometimes we have to use our common sense and use the experience and expertise of those who know better than we do what we should be doing. And in some cases, we need to be following that. And that's what the controller did. And that's what I did in following her lead.
Now, also this week, you made the push to run for mayor of Buffalo. Rashid Wyatt, what made you want to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, Joe, again, and I've told people, this is not something I thought about for years. This is not something that, as a politician, I thought that I would do one day, but I see our city in crisis. And I think that the leadership that I've brought, my independence that I used constantly on the Common Council to make decisions on behalf of the city of Buffalo. Now, it was on behalf of my district, absolutely. But some of the things I've done, I've been on behalf of the city. And I think that right now, there's no better qualified candidate than I am, as you know. I'm a graduate of Medei College and their Masters of Organizational Leadership. I got 25 years experience in financial management, 15 years as a banker. I was president of a credit union. I was a CFO. I mean, the list goes on and on with my credentials. And so I believe I'm most qualified. I do have a plan to address the issues of the city. And it's not laying off everybody, the scare tactic that people are using. We have to become more efficient. And, you know, and that's something that's very important. You know, you can't keep doing what we've been doing and think we're going to get a different result. And so I believe in me. As I said on my Facebook page, people have been asking me. It wasn't that I just jumped up and said it should be me. And I'm not saying I'm the only person, but I'm saying that right now I'm the most qualified person who can steer this city in the right direction, get us right on the solid footing. And at hopefully one point, saving us money and not increasing our taxes dramatically. If we're more efficient, we don't have to raise taxes as high. We don't have to affect people who are the least in our community and them having higher fees, water rates, and those things. We have to look at the total collective of what we're doing, how we're doing it. And we have to begin taking our lead from the professionals. And the controller's office is one of those who's been the watchdog over a lot of different things. And so we have to start utilizing those tools to put our city in a better position to win and to help us get through this crisis.
You know, looking at the last few years, council member, I know you've come on here and at times were at odds with Mayor Byron Brown and some of the decisions that he made at City Hall. If elected, what's the first thing that you feel is important to tackle facing the city of Buffalo?
Well, I know the one issue, I mean, one of the first things is housing. That is a big issue that we've been hearing over and over and over again. And thankfully, Darius Pridgen, before he left, put a task force in place that made some recommendations on how we address that issue. So we're going to be utilizing that to improve our housing stock, to assist people who are already struggling and getting good housing. Right now we have a law on the books where we're supposed to do so many inspections. And we have to start following that, because at the end of the day, we're the third poorest of our size. And I don't know how we get out of that without doing the right things and taking care of those who are paying taxes or paying rent and making it a better life for them in the city of Buffalo. So that's one of the first things. And the second one really is to focus on becoming more efficient. Right now, you know, we have a $41 million bill where we're paying overtime. We have to start analyzing those types of things and seeing what the root causes are of them so that we can become more efficient. They say that crime is down. They say that fires are down, all those things. So why do we have a $41 million bill in overtime? So we have to start doing a deep dive in those things and look at how do we become more efficient. We have talented people in the city government. And some of this, we got to use their ideas, their opinions on how we become more effective. So I'm a team player. I'm a leader. I know that Winston Churchill the king told Winston Churchill during one of the movies, one of my favorite movies, The Darkest Hour, and he said, "Winston, the people want to be led, not misled." And so I want to lead the people with honest integrity with our government and utilizing their opinions and their ideas and how we become more effective, because I don't have all the answers, but I know how to get to the answers.
Speaking of being more efficient, one of the times we talked was about the Bray Miller loan, forgivable loan, and we see how that ended. Bray Miller now out of business. What were your problems with that, and how would you have handled that situation differently if you were the mayor at the time?
I certainly wouldn't have gave him, Joe, and honestly, I didn't want to give him $561,000. That was not something I agreed to. But the council member of that district, Darius Pridgen, wanted to do it because we were going to get more money for other small businesses. And that's why I did it, because unfortunately, we don't have a plan.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
For assisting small businesses, but we could give one business $561,000. And just my analysis from the little information, because I didn't have all their financials in that, but from what we were told, I was concerned about giving that type of money. I may have given them something, but to give them $561,000, and then we were told that Simonelli gave them another $500,000. So you got $1.6 million, and you still went under? I think I was right to not do it, because at the end of the day, we have finite resources, and we have to make sure that those resources are going to organizations and businesses that show that they have the ability to do to stay in business. I have businesses in my district that could use $10,000 to help them with a bake oven in their business. We have other businesses that could use those dollars to stay in business. And so I probably wouldn't have given them that entire amount. I would have given them something, and then I wanted to see a report. But even when we asked for the report that we get after we gave them the money, we'd have got nothing. And so, again, those are the types of things that we do or we have done and that has put us in a difficult position. And, you know, other businesses look at us, so well, you gave that one business $561,000, but you didn't give me $5. And I'm just as viable as they are, more viable. Bray Miller, all the signs were there. The high prices of their goods, the fact that even after they got the money, they didn't reduce their inventory as far as the cost of it. And so people were telling me that Cheerios were still $7 for a box. And so those are all the signs. But again, we want to, the administration seemed to always want to believe their own press, believe what they know, and discount what the council has said or the council knows. And that's the unfortunate part. But that's one of the parts that I want to make sure I utilize, that I have to listen to other voices. I just can't listen to one group. I have to listen to others and see if the decisions that we make are in the best interest of the citizens of the city of Buffalo.
Speaking of listening to other voices, now this might not be the biggest or one of the biggest issues facing the city of Buffalo, but it's gotten a lot of the media, especially in the last year, council member, and that is the proposed covering of a portion of the 33. Do you have a stance on that as more people in the area seem to be moving against it?
Well, Joe, this is what I said up front, and I'm not going to duck anything. I wasn't in the room when the individuals who 20 years ago began this quest, they made this happen. I hadn't gone to any meetings. I hadn't had any input. So I just think it's unfair for someone to come in at the last minute and weigh in on something that they had no role in. I just think that it happens too often to us. I think at the end of the day, Joe, and I've said this over and over again, people know this is my mantra. We have to listen to the people. And so if we can come to a happy medium on what we need to do, I think we should do that. I think I've done that in my district. I may not have agreed with everything, but if you can convince me, and if you can show me the information that what I'm doing is incorrect, then I'm okay with that. I don't have to be the final say. But at the end of the day, we got to listen to the people. There are concerns, and then we should be able to satisfy those concerns or share with people the facts. And that's what it boils down to. So I just can't weigh in on something that, again, I had no information. I wasn't involved in. But again, bottom line, we got to listen to the people.
Do you think the city of Buffalo is business friendly, or is there more that Buffalo can do to attract more business in the city?
I think that we have to get there. We're not business friendly. We're business friendly to some businesses, but not all businesses. And I think that yesterday I was at an event that had a plethora of small businesses, and I asked them those type of questions, and they said, no, it just seems like the people who are connected got the information, and the people who aren't don't get it. And so we have to become more business friendly. And that's the one thing that I said to you, that we have to become more efficient. We have to make sure that people, when they come into the city, know that we're about business and not about confusion. And I think that some of our processes cause confusion. People don't understand. I mean, I have so many businesses that tell me I don't deal with the city. I go somewhere else. And so I got to make sure that we put in things in place and start evaluating our processes, our systems, to see how do we become more business friendly? How do we make it easier for small businesses to get a leg up and to become a vendor or a business in our city without the red tape? So that's one of the things that's a part of my my platform that I think is so important. And you just hit the nail on the head. We're not as business friendly as we should be.
Councilmember Rashid Wyatt, running for mayor. I just got one more question for you. Maybe two.
No problem, Joe.
The city of Buffalo and Erie County, how is that relationship? And is there anything you would try to do to make that relationship even better?
Joe, any municipality that surrounds our city, we should have good relationships with. I think that's so important, and I'm that type of person. I want to have a good relationship with everyone. I think that how the city goes, these outlying areas go. And so I think they are part of one of my customers. How are we working with them? I know Mark Poloncarz, during the last blizzard, there was this rift between him and the mayor. I don't want to have those types of things. At the end of the day, my focus is on the people. How does this hurt or harm our people? And I think that what Mark Poloncarz has done in the fact that he has a financial background, I think that we need to lean on those folks and partner with them as best we can, even as we look at how do we regionalize and do things in a collective way and not just in silos. So I think that's really important. Again, anyone that's our customer that's close by, I want to have a relationship with them, because there's things that hopefully we can collaborate on that'll be good for our region.
You know, it seems I always ask this question like toward the beginning of what's going to be a very eventful campaign. Let's be honest. I mean, it's from now to June. Do you think there will be a debate between the Democratic candidates?
I hope so. I think that's the American way. There should be a debate. There should be many debates. So people can find out and know. I mean, I know people, some people know me, but there's others that don't. So I hope that, you know, I could have an opportunity to debate. But more importantly for me, Joe, I'm going to be doing some listening sessions. I'm going to do between 15 and 20 throughout our city on various topics to get more information. Because at the end of the day, I think that if we are really looking and we're serious about this job, then we have to go to the people and hear from them. And that's what I've done since I've been council member. You can tell I have so many community meetings in my district. It's probably dizzying. But for me, it's always important to know the issues from the source, not just from what people tell me. And so that's what I'm good at. That's what I enjoy. That's what I respect. I think people respect that of me. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
Bills Lions 425. Who you got?
I'm going with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. We had a loss that we were close. I think that punt was the thing that got us. We can't have any mistakes, but I think that Josh is going to redeem himself. He is the man, and I think we're going to do it.
I think you're right. I actually think the loss last week makes me feel better about this game, if that makes any sense.
Yep. Because we were burned, and so we were like, okay, we got to play better.
Exactly.
So I know that they're ready.
Hey, Councilmember Rashid Wyatt, I want to thank you for always being available and for always giving us your time on Sunday. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Take care.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.